Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Yud. Nida, daf Yud, as we continue in Perek Shammai. A couple of points before we continue where we are up to, Tanu Rabbanan, where we're going to pick up on Tesma Beis, about 8 lines up from the bottom. First of all, I wanted to bring you that Trumas Hadeshen that I mentioned yesterday. Oh, just Derech Agav. So there seems to be quite an interest, Baruch Hashem, in the Siyam this summer. So Baruch Hashem, as time gets closer, we'll announce exactly when and where, but hopefully that Thursday night, the day after the big Siyam, Wednesday night is the big Siyam, Thursday night, hopefully, I know that's the rain date for the big Siyam, so we just got to daven that it doesn't rain on Wednesday, so it's not pushed off to Thursday, and Baruch Hashem will be able to get together then, hopefully along with a shiur on Brachas Dav Beis, which starts on Friday. Okay, anyway, first of all, the Trumas Hadeshen, Simin Reish Mem Zayin. Here's the Shiloh that's Rav Moshe dealt with, and the Trumas Hadeshen started with, and the Shulchan Aruch quoted it. Isha Shirigila Leros Be'inyan Zeh Shala Olam Lo Bapachos Miyudal Yom Machar Tfilasa. A woman who never sees less than 14 days after her tefillah, Avala Achar Abasre Yamim Ein La Keva. But after that, after 14 days, she has no kavua, meaning after more than 14, including all the Yimei Tumah. Lufamim B'tezvav, O B'tezayin, O Yudzayin, V'lufamim B'chav Aleph, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. Ain la kvius la dilukim klal, there's no kvius to that. Is that a woman who's koveya veses, at least she has a set schedule not to see less than blank number of days. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, yire dezu eina tzricha b'dika klal, l'kol asher teshamesh kodem arba asar yom litfilasa. He paskins that l'kula. And he says it's based on the Gemara that we discussed yesterday, quotes, I'm sorry, or even though, the Gemara we had yesterday, quotes, Apagav, the Parakam, the Nida, Tesma Beis, Lo Mashma Tamuda Hachi, even though it doesn't sound like it, because it the Gemara that we had, Avrala Gimel Onos Varasa, Vodala Gimel Onos Varasa, the Gemara we had yesterday, and it talks about Pichsa and Hosira, Pirish Rashi, whether she saw 91, she saw 92, she still should have been Kovea Veses for a certain number of minimum days, the Gemara does not bring that up. So sounds like our Gemara does not take that into consideration. We assume, oh, once she sees the third time, she's like a regular woman and she has regular vestos. What do you mean? She at least was kaveya vestos, nothing less than 90. So he says, I don't think that that is such a chumra, such a raya. Niradin raya klal, devade le'inyin me'es le'es, detaros, ach mirabanan tfei. Ubi'inan ta'am usvar brura delo asidam. When it comes to taras, I can understand why the Gemara does not bring it up. Because we try to be extra machmir. Aval inyan b'dika labayla lo b'inan el asvar ba'alma deroy lomar delo ka'asidam. And this is good enough. This is good enough. Again, I'm going to put this on the list of lataras or versus labayla, that the Gemara does not bring it up, but the Gemara is only lataras, but not labayla. Good. That is all number one. Number two, the other part I wanted to mention was the Gemara here says the words Ona Beinonis. Right on the sixth line on top, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya quotes that the Ona that we're talking about in terms of how many Onas have to be skipped in order to establish women to be Misulakos Damim is Ona Beinonis. But we know that Ona Beinonis is not only used in terms of Misulakos Damim, it's used every month. As we know, a woman has generally three Onos, three vestos that she has to worry about each month, assuming that she does not have a vestos kavua. If a woman has a vestos kavua, which is the minority of women in the world bizman hazeh, even though it might have been different bizman ha-Talmud, but bizman hazeh, most women have vestos she'enon kavuos, not set cycles. But if a woman has a set cycle, then all she has to worry about is that vest kavua. If she does not have a set cycle, so then she has to be worried, generally, we assume, about three other vestos. Number one is vest ha-Chodesh, the day of the Hebrew calendar that she saw. If she saw previously on Yud Sivan, if she sees on Yud Sivan once, then the following month she has to be worried about Yud Tammuz. That day, she sees during the daytime, she has to be worried during the daytime. If she's at the nighttime, she has to be worried about the nighttime. Pashas, that's the maker of dinner of the Shulchan Aruch. So Vesta Chodesh and Vesta Flaga, which requires two vestos. She has to go by the interval. If the interval between the previous two Re'ios was 30 days, 33 days, so she has to be worried about a 33-day interval, because maybe all these chashos are, maybe she's starting a vest, a cycle of this time, of the day of the Hebrew month. Maybe she's starting a cycle of this interval, and she's going to have now a vest kavua for these intervals, so she always has to be worried about the haflaga as well. And then we have the third one. The third one is called the Ona Beinonis. So what is the Ona Beinonis? That is a good question. That is a three-way machlokas achronim. Three machlokas achronim. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Tes discusses, beginning of Kuf Pei Tes is Vestas. Kuf Pei Ches is Ksamim, Kuf Pei Ches is Kuf Tzadik, Kuf Pei Tes is Vestas. Kol Isha She'en La Vestas Kavua, Choshesh Liyom Lamid L'Ri'iyasa, Shehi Ona Beninis, L'Stam Nashim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, woman does not have a Vest Kavua, she's Choshesh for day 30. Day 30 from the previous Riyah, meaning the previous Riyah is called day 1. You count 1, and then you get to day 30, and then she has to count that. L'stam nashim, v'mi'ish laves kavua, l'zman yadua, michaf l'chaf, michafei l'chafei, in choshesh l'zman yadua. Okay, if she has a ves kavua, she does not have to be worried about it. Rov ha-poskim, the Shulchan Aruch here, and the Ramah, and the Taz, and the Bach, and most poskim hold day 30. 30 days is the Ona Beninus. There is the Shita of the Shach. The Shach says right here that big chiddush Ona Beninus is the Yom HaChodesh. Ona Beninus is the Yom HaChodesh, whatever day it falls out. So if you hold 30 days like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Meikar Adin, what most poskim hold, so then half the time the Ona Beninus is going to coincide with the Yom HaChodesh. If it is a chaser month in between, then it's going to coincide. But if it's a Mali month, it's going to be one day off. But the Shach says Ona Beninus is the Yom HaChodesh. That's the first Shach right here in Kuf Pei Tes. Hainu Lo'oso Yom HaChodesh Kamo Shekasev L'Kaman B'Siv Katan Lam. And if you want the larger version of the Shach coming up with his Shita, that you have to look later on in Siv Katan Lamed. Kedarko B'Kodesh, whenever the Shach says a Shita in Yechoshe Mishpat and Yaradeya, he always has a very long piece where he tries to prove that really everybody holds like him. He has the amazing power to take the Rishonim that do hold like him and then all the Rishonim that don't hold like him and say, no, they really do hold like me. That is a classic derech of the Shach. But that's the Shach, Yom HaChodesh here, though he is in the minority, to hold that the Ona Beninus is Yom HaChodesh. And then we have the third opinion, and that's of the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das is the Nesivos' commentary in the back of Yoredeya on Yoredeya. And Chavos Das is on Yoredeya, and the Nesivos is on Choshe Mishpat, and the Nachlis Yaakov is on Chumash, and the Torah Gittin is on Gittin, and the Beis Yaakov is on Ksubis, all the Svarim of Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. The Chavos Das says that 31. 31, not 30, 31. So, depending who your posek is, I'm not even going to say what the minhag ha'olam is, because depending where you are, there might be different minhag ha'olams. So one has to ask their local Hilchas Nida authority to know what one should follow, whether just day 30, at least day 30. That's the minimum, because that's the Ona Beninus according to the Rav HaPoskim. The question is, what about also day 31, like the Chavos Das? So the Shach doesn't make enough gemina, because you have to be choshesh for the Yom HaChodesh anyway. But what about day 31 as well? So depending where you are, depending who you are, depending who your Rav is, we'll tell you either just day 30 or day 30 and 31. Okay, that is the discussion of Ona Beninus. To bring it up now, I guess I'll bring it up now, we're going to mention it five other times in the Masechta as well, once we're talking about Vestos and Onos, one should always be aware of the Chumrah of the Arzarua. The Arzarua, which is quoted in the Shach, it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Chumrah of the Arzarua, and that is, you always add on, as we have been talking about, as I mentioned before, whenever there's an Ona, like the Ona Beninus, the 10th of Sivan, today, so 10th of Tammuz. Daytime, nighttime. The Chumrah of the Arzarua is always to add on a 12-hour halakhic period. If the vest, the next one, is daytime, so you also have to be choshesh for the night before. If it's nighttime, you also have to be worried about the day before. That's the extra Ona. It's known as the Ona of the Arzarua, because he was the one that added on to make it a 24-hour period and not a 12-hour halachic period for the vest. Again, we're not even going to get into now what's the behavior of the vest, what type of prisha and what type of bedikos, but whatever behavior is mandated during that time period, which Beis Hashem will come up later, that is either a one Ona, like Meikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch says, or the Arzarua's Chumrah, which the Shach quotes later on, and that is adding on an extra Ona. Okay, now we continue. We are on Tes Amebeis Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Brisa, two cases. A girl that is very young or a girl that's not so young. Girl that's very young. First case, Tinoka Shlo Yigiyaz Banaliros. We're talking about this, remember, because we were just talking about the women who have a chazaka of misulekas damim. That's how we got into this whole thing. That's the Mishnah on Daf Zion. The four women, according to Rabbi Eliezer, And the other post, and the other Tanoim, who argued, you have to also miss three, onos, or any woman, more meiko, more machmir. Okay, so now we have a brisa that is related. Tanu Rabbanan. Tinoka shlo yigiyas banaliros. A little, a young girl that it did not come her time to see yet. Vira'asa. And then she has a re'iya, pamrishona, daishaita. Right, she's very young, she had one re'iya, so we say, well, this must be a blip. And it's unusual. Dayashaita. Shnia Dayashaita. Shlishis Harihika Khalanashim. Umitama Mezla Ace. Umi Bikita Bikita. Once she sees three times, so then we say that she is like any other woman. It must be that this girl is ready to see. Three times is a chazaka, as we're going to talk about. Bezrat Hashem on today's daf. And therefore, she now has a chazaka of seeing Dam. But what happens after that? So now she has a chazaka of seeing Dam, but she's still very young. She's still in the age of lo higia. And then, now she starts missing. Avru aleha gimel onos, verasa, that she missed three onos. Three onos passed, and then she sees again, dayashaita. Why? This is like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah. Remember, Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah said, any woman who misses three onos, dayashaita. So this woman who missed three onos is no worse than anybody else, and therefore we say now dayashaita. Va'od avrola gimel onos, verasa. What if she again misses, goes 90 days? Dayashaita. Again. But va'od avrola gimel onos, verasa. But if she then misses another 90, so then, harika chalanashim, umatam meis la'es, umikita la'bakita. Now, like we said earlier, now she has a vest, sheda kavua, for about 90 plus days, and therefore, we don't say that because she missed three onos. No, it just seems like she has a longer interval. So that is all part one of the brisa. A girl who was lo higiyas man aliros. Then she became muchsak liros. Then she became unmuchsak liros. And now she became, we see that she became muchsak liros just with bigger intervals. That's part one.
So once she becomes a muchsak liros in the middle.
Once she becomes muchzek as liros in the middle, so once the third time comes, she has a third re'iya, so that re'iya specifically we say is matame me'es la'es.
But once she undoes what she had,
but now she skips 90 days,
so how does that reflect?
So Daesh, I do not know, that does not change. Now she establishes, doesn't ruin the fact that she was Daesh, that she was me'es la'es by the third re'iya. We can't go back in time. Okay. Next, ukshiki as lana liros. But what about if a girl, she's of age, but she hasn't had her first period yet. She's of age, she's expecting it. Pam rishona, dayashaita. First time, dayashaita. The first time a woman ever sees, dayashaita. Shnia, matama meis leis, bakita lebakita. Because she's in the time period of muchzekas liros. Interesting that she has to see the first time. You might have said that once she's higiyas manaliros, then right away, when she sees, she's meis leis. And yet we don't say that. So why? Is she muchzak liros or not muchzak liros once she's higiyas mana? So somewhere in the middle. And we need a re'iya to tip the scale. She's no longer muchzekas musulekas damim, because she's of age. But on the other hand, you can't say she's totally muchzak liros, so you need one re'iya to put her over the top. After that one re'iya, and we say, dayashaita there, so then the next one is going to be, me'es leis, umi pekita lepekita. Good. He avra le gimelonas verasa. What about this woman who was higiyas mana, and then she misses 90 days? Dayashaita. Again, like we said, this price is going according to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, who says anybody who skips three onos, dayashaita. Good. Amar Mar. So now let's talk about the first half of the brisa. Amar Mar. The girl who was lo higiyas mana liros. Lo higiyas mana. What do we say? Avra legimel onos dayashaita. She saw three times. The brisa did not say the intervals there. If a girl who's very young, 10 years old, 8 years old, she sees three times, then she becomes muzekas liros. Now she misses, she goes 90 days without a re'iya, so we go back. We say dayashaita. And then what? Then the Gemara says, if she goes another 90, so then also dayashaita. The Gemara is about to ask, what about that second interval of 90? If it wasn't 90, but it was 30. That's the Shaila. Again, there's questions exactly, Rot 2 days in Rashi and Tosis. We're going to go with Rashi's first shot. And that is as follows. Again, keep in mind, this girl, we're talking about part one of the Brisa, Loigiyas Manaliros. She saw three times in a row, whatever the interval was, now she's Muxekas to see. And then she missed 90 times, three times. One, two, three. So the Gemara is going to ask, what if the first time she saw 90, that's it. Now she's not muhsak anymore. Then she sees 90, then she sees 90. The Gemara is going to ask about that second and third interval of 90. What if they weren't 90? What if they were 30? Is it the same din as what the Braisa says 90? The Braisa says, after the second 90, she's still Dayashaita. After the third 90, she's back to Me'es Leis, she's back to being a regular woman. The Shaila is as follows. Hader Kachazia Ba'onos Mai. If this woman, instead of having her second interval of 90, she sees 30. Mai, what's the halacha? What's the suffix? Look at Rashi. Second line in Rashi. Mi amrinan ha diktani basra va'od avro la gimel onos. Do we say that the second 90 interval, dafka ktani avru? It dafka says, if she misses 90, so then she's still dayashaita. But if she would miss only 30, if she would have a regular re after 30, then we would say, why? Well, she previously already proved herself to be muhzekas damim. So what? She had one interval of 90 here. But once she has 30, so you know, she's back to where she has proven herself already. And therefore, it's dafka 90, where we would say dayashaita. But if she would have a re'iyah of 30 now, we would say she's like all women. Or do we say no? Skip a couple of lines in Rashi. Or do we say no? Once she had a interval of 90, then she's back to be considering lo higiyas manaliros. We remember her age. And therefore, even if she has a re'iyah of 30, that's still only going to be two re'iyos. And therefore, she's going to have another re'iyah. So the shaila is 90 bedafka or not? Again, which 90 are we talking about? Just keep it in mind. This woman was lo higiyas manaliros. She had three re'iyas, which brought her into a muhsak damim. Then she had one interval of 90. And then she had a re'iyah. So we're asking on the next one. The second interval of 90. What if that became a 30? Is that dafka 90 or not? The next line of the Gemara is going to be for the third. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Gita Amar Rav, Pam Rishona Vishnia Dayashaita, Shlishas Vavam Beis Leis, Umi Bekita La Bekita. Rav Gita says in the name of Rav, no, the second one is going to be Dayashaita no matter what. Even if she would have had an interval of 30, it's still Lakula. Meaning, once she has that first break of 90, she goes back to what she originally was. That's the lumdus here. Does she go back to Me'ikara, what she has been? Or do we say, once she has proven herself to be Muchsak B'damim, we say she can never go back? That's the Shaila. How do these statuses work? Does Mesulekas Damim go by age, or does it go by what she has proven even once before? So that's the first question. So then the Gemara asks on the next one, as I alluded. Va'od avro le'gimelonos v'rasa. Right? Dayashaita. The Gemara says, fine. Case number two is she has a 90... interval two, she has a 90-day interval. Fine, dayashaita. Then the Braisa says, if she has a third interval of 90, then she's going to go back to me'es leis. What if that third wasn't 90, but 30? That's that question now. Hader kachazia ba'onos mai. What if the third one? Right? Do we say that only because there was a third interval of 90, she has now proven herself to be a woman who has this interval of 90, and that's why we say me'es leis? But if she would have an interval of 30, this doesn't prove anything. Right? She's still, it's not on you, you don't compare, put all three together, because this was 90, this was 90, this was 30. Or do we say no? Once she has three re'iyas, she has three re'iyas. And it's me'es leis. So the Gemara answers, my Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. Again, Rav Gidol, the name of Rav, Pam Rishona Dayashaita, Shnia, Metava Me'es La'es, Umi Bekita La'Bekita. No, once she has that third Re'iyah, it's going to go Me'es La'es, even if it's only an interval of 30. Okay, there's a lot of lumdus here in terms of how you establish Chazakos and how you ruin Chazakos, but that is the Bryce's Diyukim. The Gemara is the Yukim from the Brises. Period. Okay, next section of the Gemara. So Mani, whose opinion does the Brisa reflect? Shas topic, Rebbe he. We know there's a general machlokes in many sugyas in Shas. How many times does it take to establish a chazaka? Rebbe Rashbag. Rebbe holds twice. It takes two times to establish a chazaka. That's it. Rashbag holds three times. So this Brisa assumes to be Rebbe. Why? Rebbe da Amar betray Zimni have a chazaka twice. Because, explains the Ramban, explains the other Rishonim, that you have to establish yourself twice as a muchzak damim, and then the third time, we will be metame you me'es la'es. Even according to Rebbe, you're not going to become tame me'es la'es on the second time. You have to be established twice, and then the third time. According to Rashbag, the Gemara is assuming only the fourth time is going to be metame me'es la'es. So the fact that the Brisa says two times, and then the third time is metame backwards already, that reflects the Shita of Rebbe. Ema Seifa, we'll talk about Rebbe soon, let's just continue first. Ema Seifa, but look at the next line of the Brisa. Avrola Gimel Onos Verasa Dayashaita, Asan L'Rebbe Laza, Rebbe Eliezer. But what do you mean? Once we get to the next line though, we said if you miss three Onos, right, so then she goes back to what she was, that's like Rebbe Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah, any woman who misses three Onos, Dayashaita. But three Onos, why do you need three for? It sounds like Rebbe Eliezer, which is the other opinion. So the chitema Rebbe he uba ono sabal like Rebbe Eliezer. If you want to say really it's Rebbe sheet in the whole brisa, but by hilchas onos he holds you need three. So the Gemara says umi sabala. Does he really hold that way? No. V'hala achas sheniskar kamar. Remember we had twice already in this masechta. Rebbe realized, oh yeah, I can't believe I passed on like Rebbe Eliezer. So you see, that's a passing like Rebbe Eliezer. So the Gemara says, okay, the opposite. Ella Rebbe Eliezer he. The Brisa is really fundamentally Rebbe Eliezer. Ubevestos sava like a Rebbe. And in establishing Vestos intervals, he always like Rebbe, that two is enough, and the third time is already going to be Tame. Period. Stop there for a moment. So this sugya of Rebbe and Rashbag comes up in many places in Shas. Before we get into a couple of general Shas points, there is an important Me'iri right here on our daf, where the Me'iri says, Mikamakom, af api she'ein halacha karebi vevestos, ela karebshim megamlio, de betlasa zimni havi havi chazaka, we pass in like Rashbag. Like let's say it comes to Vestachodesh. How does a woman create a Vestas Kavua? Three times, we paskin. She has to establish Vestas Kavua three times. That means three intervals or 3 days of the Chodesh, whatever the case may be. Bizu bishnia, but says the Me'iri in our Brisa, we still might passing like Rebbe in this Brisa, not like Rashbag. Why? V'yafila Rashbag modabel. And even though the Gemara says, oh, it's Rebbe, Rashbag might even admit to it. Why? Mipnei shemeacher shehigia zmana, kfar nichneses lechezkasa, ke'ilu hischila liros. V'af apish lohuchzaka le'edin kfiyas veses, le'mitzias damim mia hochzaka. Even though she hasn't been muchzak regarding vestos yet, regarding finding dam, she has been muchzak, and even twice would be good enough. Her twice would be like three. So the Me'iri again, on the list again, Taris or Labaila, regarding kfiyas vestos for herself. So then, she hasn't been muchzak yet, we pass on like Rashbag. But in terms of finding damim, so then, we might consider that to be muchzak already. He says, I know Rashi doesn't say this, but I think this is right. Vizu niris li shita berura. That is an important ha'ara of the Me'iri. Where does this concept comes up? Three times? No, just mentioned a few places. Comes up in Bava Kama Chav Gimel. By Muad, Tam and Muad. How many times does it take to become a Shar Muad? So, three times we paskin. We pass him as three times, like the Shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel. It comes up in Yevamis, Andav Samach Dalid, and that is the sugya of brothers dying because of Mila. If somebody has two older brothers that bled to death because of Bris Mila, then the third brother is not allowed to get a Bris Mila. Why? Because there were Machmir, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, like the Shita of Rebbe. Even two times. If somebody has certain circumstances that are different than the previous, let's say there's certain types of clotting medicine that the brothers didn't have, so then, Mamela, we might say that it doesn't apply. But in general, Me'ikra at the end, we pass on like Rebbe. Also by a Katlanis, a woman whose husband's died, the Sugis and Yavamis as well. But that is Sharmuad, and that is Mesa Achimachmas Mila, and then you have later on, our Mishnah later on, Vestos, Dafsama Gimel. What we talk about, we paskin like Rosh Hashim Gamliel in terms of establishing Vestos. If you look in the Rosh Hashim Shiurim, or Salvezhik Sefer on Baba Kama, on Dav Beis, he quotes, why do we find sometimes we go like Rebbe, sometimes we go like Rosh Hashim Ben Gamliel? So he says, V'nire, D'yeshen Shtei Halachos Bechazakos. There are two halachas that we're talking about here. There's one halacha of probability, and there's one halacha of status. Probability is number one, meaning if it happened this many times, it's probably going to happen again. That's one halacha of chazaka, of three times. The other halacha is that no, once there's a certain amount, there's a status in the item. So depending what you're talking about, might depend who you're paskin like. Number one, halacha shall birur. Number two, halacha shall chalos shame. Rebbe sover to betray zimni hukva habirur. Rebbe old that twice already tells you, you know, probability. It's gonna happen. If it happened twice already, it's gonna happen again. Avol chalos hashem eino chala ela gimel pamim. But even Rebbe would admit that a status needs more than that. A status needs three times. O mishem kach betray zimni have chazaka lekatzlanis ulekipa linisuin ulemalkus. Twice is good enough for katzlanis for malkus kintinim elu tzluim bebirur belvad. For items that you just need probability, so then twice is good enough. U meidach dine vestos v'shar hamuad benosaf lechazcheskas birur tunim hem chaloshem. You need a chaloshem onas avest. You need a chaloshem vest kavua. You need a chaloshem shar hamuad. Uchdei shetachu chaloshem de vest or chaloshem de muad b'shar tzrichem gimel pa'amim shem zeres hakasiv b'parshios haTorah de shar hamuad u de vestas. And then the Rav goes in to proving where do you see that there's a chaloshem shar hamuad. That's a Baba Kama sugya, but that is there in Baba Kama Beis Mabeis, quoted here in the Rishima Shiurim. That's an important ha'ara relating to any of these items that require two or three. You have to know, are we interested in the probability, plain, or are we interested in certain type of status that is required in halacha? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom. Kesem shebein rishona v'shniya. What happens if this girl finds a kesem between the first and second re'iyah, right, of her 90-90-90 interval? Star. Right, it's tar. Why? There's no issue there. Because even if she would have another re'iyah right now, that would also be tar. So there's nothing to talk about. It's for sure tar. But shebein shniyah v'shlishis. What if she finds a kesem between re'iyah 2 and re'iyah 3? Re'iyah 2 was a dayashaita. Re'iyah 3 would be me'es leis. Re'iyah 3 would get her back to her previous status. But what about before she gets there? In between. We're talking about the higiyah shelo higiyah manaliros. We're talking about the first part of the brisa again, where she had three riyas, that she became a mukhzek as liros, and then she had 90-90-90. So, by the first and the second riyah, after the 90s, she is dayashaita. By the third one, she's me'es leis. So, machlokas, chizki amar tameh, Rabbi Yochanan amar tar. Chizki amar tameh, why? Kiva de'ilu chazya metama, ksama nami tameh. If she would have a third riyah now after 90 days, or even after 30, we said, she would be me'es leis, she'd be back to totally mukhzek as liros. So she has a kesem now.
She saw 30-30-30,
right? She saw three times, whatever the issue was, okay. And she became mukhzek liros. Then she had a break of 90, and then she saw. Then she had a break of 90, and then she saw. And now, during the next break of 90, she sees a kesem. So the question is that matame here or not? So Rabbi Chizkia says yes, because if she would see now, it would make her tame. If she had actually have a re'iyah, so to her k'samim. For Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a notar. Why? Kivan delo is chazka bedam. Since she hasn't been muchzekes in dam at this moment, k'samanami lo matamin on lo. What does that mean? She hasn't been muchzak bedam? Important lashon in Rashi. Bottom line in Rashi. Klomar. Kol zman shelo nahagnu ba adayin toras muchzekes bedamim letama lemafreya. Since we don't treat her as a muchzekes damim until this point, then who cares if she has another riyah tomorrow? And we would change our behavior. Up until this point, we don't treat her as such. Ksamim is a rabbinic invention, as we have mentioned before. Without a woman having a hargasha, without a woman having a type of feeling when the dam comes out, and we mentioned the two or three types of hargashos that are going to come up later on in Daf Nun Ches, we'll get to them later. But if a woman doesn't have a hargasha, it's all the rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, if right now we've been treating this woman as not a muchzekes leros, so then her ksamim are not considered tameh. So that is the machlokas Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Asks the Gemara, maskev lo Rabbi Loi, v'chima ben zu libesula, shedameh ha-tahorin. We have later on, Rashi quotes it, Afsamach Dalet, in the last parak. Bizmana Talmud, they were boel al dam Bsulim, meaning even after a woman lost her Bsulim and she bled from it, that's not Damnida, Well, we know that's hymenal blood. That's not uterine blood. And therefore it's mutter. Bizman hazeh, it's all usser. Okay. But Bizman HaTalmud, there was a certain, depending on how old the girl was and other factors, there was a certain number of days or bios that were allowed based on the fact that we could assume that this is still hymenal blood. Right? This sugya is more famous from the beginning of Ksubis. People learn Ksubis, they learn this sugya. But Baruch Hashem, we get to learn Nida right now. So the Gemara there discusses that there's a certain number of days that we attribute the Dam to the Dam Psulim, and we don't have to assume it's uterine blood. The Gemara there says, though, that if the blood is a different color than hymenal blood, then we have to be worried. If she has a re'ia, and the blood that's coming out doesn't look like Dam Psulim, but looks like something else, then we have to be worried that it's Dam Nida. Even though, if we would find a kesem of a different color blood, we would not be machmir. That's the kash on Chizkiyah. Here we have a circumstance where if a woman would have a re'iyah, it would make her tameh, but if she has a kesem, it's tahar. Chizkiyah said, what was Chizkiyah's svara? If you find this kesem between 2 and 3, said you have to be metameh, because if she would have a re'iyah now, it would make her tameh. So too, if she has a kesem now, she would make her tameh. But here's an example of a case where if she would have a re'iyah of a different color blood, it would make her tameh. Yet if she has a kesem, she is not tamei. That's the kasha. Maskal Rabbi Loi. V'chi ma bein zu l'psula shetamei atahorin. Why is our case of lo higi azman aliros, why is that different according to Yechizkiyah than the case of psula? Amalei Reb Zera. Reb Zera answers, zu shir famatsui v'zu ein shir famatsui. The point is, you could be makel more by dam besulim, because there's a lot coming out that you know for sure is mutter. She has secretions coming out of her. So therefore, unless we know vade for sure, it's a re'iyah of a different color, we're not going to be metame here. Because there's a lot coming, she has a major tlia. We can be told that it's coming from Dam Psulim. So even though the kesem looks different, we're not going to be machmir. Mashenki, this woman, this girl, has no extra tlios. You're right, shaloi giyaz lanaliros, but once you start seeing, there's no extra tlios, that's why we would be more machmir in her case. Period. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Sadak. So remember who's talking. Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Tinoka shlohi giyaz manaliros, a girl who's very young. Barasa pam rishon avishniya. And she sees twice. So at this point, she's still lohi giyaz manaliros. She doesn't shana muchzekas damim. She's not called anida yet, and therefore, roka umedrasa beshuktar. She does not create all the other tumos that a zava or a nida create. Her spit and her medras, what she tramples on, what she sits on, is tar. She doesn't create mishkav nida, because she's not a nida yet, even though she saw it twice. And then, the next phrase, ksamanamitar, and also her ksamimertar, even though, again, if she would see now, she would be tamei. Her ksamimertar, like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, we said before, against Chizkiyah. And the Gemara just says, v'lo yadana, this is now Ula talking. Ula quoted Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon. So Ula says, I'm not sure who said this last line. V'lo yadana im dide im derabe. Is this Rabbi Yochanan's addition, or was it Rabbi Shimon's original, part of the original statement? What's the difference? L'may nafkamina, who said it? Was it Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan in the name of his Rebbe? L'mevi, d'varav shalechem, l'chem shnayim. The difference is, we know Rabbi Yochanan said it on the bottom of the previous Amud. So we want to know now if there are two people that said it, or if it's the same source. If it was Rabbi Yochanan, then it's one person. It's Rabbi Yochanan versus Chizkiyah still. If it's Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Sandak, so now you have two. You have Rabbi Yochanan, you have Rabbi Shimon against Chizkiyah. Two against one. So that's why it's important to know who the original source was of the statement. Ki also Rabin, v'chon nechuseyama, when Rabin came with all the others who used to go down to the sea, Amruah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Sandak, he said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Sandak said it, and therefore it's two against one. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yod Sandak against Chizkiyah. Okay. Period. Amar Rav Chilkia Bartuve. Tinokish Shlohi Giyazman Aliros. A girl again. Lohi Giyazman Aliros. That's all these sugyas are about a Yalada. Liros. Afilu Shofa'as Kol Zayin Eina Ela Ri'iya Achas. Even if she starts having a flow and it continues for a week, if it doesn't stop, it's called one Ri'iya. If it's Shofa'as. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Afilu Shofa'as. Even if it continues, it's called one re'iyah. V'lomi boy posakas, as if to say, and surely if it stops in between, is one re'iyah. Adarab, just the opposite. No, posekas habelikishtei re'iyos. It should be only shofa'as. If it continues, it's called one re'iyah. But if it's posekas, it should be called two re'iyos. So what does the brisa mean? Ella, what does Rav Chilkiyah mean? So Ella. Tinoka shloi yizman aliros vishofaas kol zayin ein elariyachas. So take out the word afilu. A girl who was lo yizman aliros and she has a straight re'ia, so then it is only called one re'ia. So again, this is also a big sugya. In Shulchan Aruch, when do we say something is called one re'ia? When is it called two re'ias? The Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadik, which is the Simen of Ksamim. We mentioned Kuf Peites is the Simen of Vestas. Kuf Tzadik is the Simen of Ksamim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Haisa Shofa'as Kamayamim, Oshaisa Mizalefes Tifachar Tif. You know what? Let's just read the next line of the Gemara and then we'll read the Shulchan Aruch. Says the next line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Simi Barchia, Midalefes Eina Karoa. If a woman drips, if she is dripping out, so it's not called a Re'ia. Says the Gemara, what? And she's Tahar. Vagachazia, she's seeing Dam. What do you mean it's not called a Re'ia? So Eima, no, this is what it means. Eina Kishofa'as Elakoposekes. If she's dripping, if it's dripping with little breaks in between, then that's called different Re'ios. Different Re'ios. So the Gemara says, one said, Michal Shofa'as Kinara. What? So what's called one Re'ia? What were we referring to before? Where a woman has a straight flow for a week? She would die. Does a woman have blood coming out straight for a week? No, she'd bleed to death. It can't mean literally Shofa'as. So the Gemara says, Ela Eima Eino Ela Kishofa'as. So change the whole thing. If she's Midalefes, that's called one Re'ia. If she's dripping with a few seconds in between, that's not called separate Re'ias. That is called one Re'ia, period. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Haisa Shofa'as. Again, Bizman Azeh, it doesn't make such lamaisa of a difference. Because, you know, every little piece of drip of dam, right? The chumah drip zera, we're not we're machmir and we require shivin akiyim for every drip. But in terms of taras, it makes a difference. In terms of minion of days, it might make a difference. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Haisa shavas kama yamim, osha haisa mizalefes." Let's say a woman is it makes a difference in terms of dripping from one day to the next. It makes a difference for a woman who's lo yigiyas manaliros, and she has to be machzik herself with three re'ios. That's where it does make a difference. A regular woman, it doesn't really make much of a difference. But even bezman hazeh, it makes a difference for a young girl. V'yesh b'sha'omer sheng samatame elam kein ro'as adam shalosh vestos. Okay, v'yesh l'achmer k'svar b'shona. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what do we say by this case of posakas and shofas? Viter, Tana Rabbanan, Chazaka, Benos Yisrael, Ashelo Higiel Apirkan, Hari Mecheskas Tara. Oh, there's a brisa, there's a line. Benos Yisrael have a Chazaka that until they reach the age, they're Mecheskas Tara. They have that Chazaka. General rule. Let's continue and then we'll come back to that line. The Ein Hanashim Botkos Osan. And women don't check them. Meaning, Bizman HaMikdash, mothers had to, you know, let's say a 12-year-old girl what didn't know exactly of all the laws yet. So the mothers had to help her to make sure everything was okay because, let's say the girl was in the kitchen helping out her mother. So the mother has to know whether she was Tamei or Tahora in terms of Taurus. Bizman HaZeh, it's not done, but Bizman HaMikdash, it was done. V'inashim both go so son. So if a girl has not reached the age, there's no reason to have to check her. Mishihi giyu lapirkan. One, she comes of age. Harayim b'cheskas tumah. V'inashim both go so son. Once she becomes of age, though, that the mothers had to check the daughters. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't both no son, b'yan, Rabbi She ma'avsos o son. Rabbi Yehuda says they should not use their hands because they could cause bleeding and scratching. Remember, there's psulim in there, and it's very difficult to check, and that's why even just lamaisa, when a kala does bedikas before the wedding, there's much more lenient halachos than a woman who is already married, because there's much less entrance possible. But Rabbi Yehuda says that's why they don't use their hand. Elasachos osan b'shemen mibifnim. They use a type of oil inside. Umekanchos osan mibachos vein nivdakos me'alayan. The oil inside, if there is dam there, causes the dam to come out and slide out with the oil. Okay, yeah, this method to use. Okay, just go back to the first line for a minute. There's a chazaka. Benos Yisrael, before they come of age, they are becheskas tara. Sounds like there are no exceptions to this rule. So some achronim point out, there seems to be one exception to the rule that the Gemara does not mention. One time that even lo yigiyas man aliros, a woman sees. This is a sugya later on in the Masechta, but it comes up here too, so I'll mention it. And that is the sugya of dam chimud. dam of excitement. What does that mean? There's a takana derabanan that once a woman is asked and accepts to get married, we're worried that she is so excited and that somehow causes her the onset of her of a new period, even though it's not the time for her to get her period, and therefore she has to count shiva nikiyim. And that is why Bizman Hazeh doesn't really come up because all women are nidos anyway. So they have to count Shiva Nikiyim before marriage. But Rabbi Forrest points out that it could come up where a woman, let's say, who is menopausal, who is getting married, who is engaged to get married, she also, even though she's menopausal, Rabbi Forrest writes that she has to go through the process of Tara because of this Takana Drabbanan of Dam Chimud. So the Rambam says in Parak Yud Aleph Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Yeser al ze kolbas shetavu lihinase v'ratzas. Once a woman accepts, shoa shivas yimei nekiyim me'achar sheratzas v'achach tiyem uteres lihibayel shema mechamuda leish ra'az dam tipa achas v'lo yergishaba. Maybe she saw a drop and she didn't feel it. And that's why it's only Durabanan, because there's no Hargash here. Bein Shaisa Yehisha Gadola, Bein Shaisa Katana, Tzvi Chaleshev, Shiva Simei Nekiyim, Me'acha Sharatzas, Ve'achach Titbol, Viti Ba'el. Right, that is the Rambam, and this is quoted. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kuf Tzadik Beis. If you want to look in various interesting pratim, the Aruch HaShulchan there in Kuf Tzadik Beis discusses. It comes up L'maisa, let's say, again in the days of old it was more common, let's say the Shidduch, there's a fight at the wedding. Okay, no, wedding's off. And then the next day, oh, wedding's on, we worked it out. So do you have to count Shiva Nikiyim again? Did they just delay the wedding? They knew it was going to happen. Or did they say it wasn't going to happen at all? All these different pratim. What do we assume was in the woman's mind? You know, Lamaisa, if she thinks that she's still going to get married, what if the husband has cold feet? What if she has cold feet? Who's the one that is surprised? But this is halacha Lamaisa. Again, it doesn't come up halacha Lamaisa so much because all women before they're married are nidos. We know the Shulchan Aruch also quotes the Rama, I think, quotes in Kuf Pei Gimel, the first siman in Hilchas Nida, that the tshuva of the Rivash, that unmarried women should not go to mikvahs. Shouldn't go to mikvahs. Period. That's the takana. 600 years ago. Right? It could only lead to problems. An unmarried woman going to the mikvah. She'll think that she's okay. Women who are not married are not allowed to go to mikvahs today. Bizman hazeh. That's the tshuva of the Rivash quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But, so all women are needed anyway. Except for Akala. Yes. It's like a ger. You're allowed to teach a ger Torah because he's omeid to become Jewish. But, so that's the only exception. There are shilas. What if, I remember I once saw, I think the, I forgot who the tshuva. What if the head of a mikvah or a mikvah lady knows that a woman who's coming to the mikvah is not married? Should you let her in? Do you have to say no? Is it worse if she knows, let's say this woman, Rachman al-Islan, knows Hilchas Nida, so she's worried about Achiv Kares, but she's not worried about the other issues of being involved. So is it better to let her go in? Or is it better to know? Toe the line and say, this is the takana, and the chips should fall wherever they fall. Very serious issues. Again, you need a major postscript to figure out exactly what is the greater good in terms of these issues. But either way, that is the general takana drabbanan. Okay, so even though here the Gemara says Cheskas Bar Yisrael is Becheskas Tara by Dam Chimud, that is an exception to the rule. Vayter, two dots. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mu'beres V'chulu. If you remember, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said Mu'uberes, Aminika, these are also women that are Dayashaita, but Rabbi Yossi says it has to be Mu'uberes Aminika that have passed three onos. It's not automatic according to Rabbi Yossi. Tanakama says it's automatic. Rabbi Yossi says no, you have to have three onos passed. Tani Tanakama is Rabbi Elazar. The Brisa said in front of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mu'uberes Aminika, Sharola Gimel Onos Dayashaita. Rabbi Yossi, quote, the Brisa said, quoting Rabbi Yossi, Mubaris Minika, that a three and O's pass, Daya Shaita. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar says, Pasachta betray v'siyamta b'chada. The Brisa starts off, Mubaris Minika, that's two women. And then it says Daya Shaita instead of Daya Shaitan. So why is it singular? Dilma Mubaris v'himinika kamrit? Maybe, is this Brisa really talking about only one woman? A pregnant woman who also is a nursing woman? Umilsa agav erucha kamash malan. And the Brice is coming to teach me something derech agav? Dimei ibura olon alimei minikusa. Vimei minikusa olon alimei ibura. And that the days of nursing and pregnancy could combine with each other to create three onos of musulekas damim. Let's say a woman is 2 months of one and then leads into 1 month of the other. They could combine. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, Yimei Ibura, Olon Lali, Meimenikusa, Meimenikusa, Olon Lali, Meibura. Ketzad, so they could be combined with each other. Ketzad, Hifsika, Shtai, Meibura. Let's say she had 2 months of pregnancy where she didn't see, and then, Fahakas, Meimenikusa, and then 1 month of nursing. That could combine. 3 months. Shtayim b'mei minikusa v'achas b'mei bura. Achas u'mechsa b'mei bura v'achas u'mechsa b'mei minikusa. Mitzarfas l'gimel onos. So maybe it says, Rebbe Elazar, maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. It's referring to one woman who had both. Says the Gemara, 1 second, wait a minute. How does one become the other? Bishlamai mei bura olamai mei minikusa. A pregnant woman, that could be mitzarev to the previous nursing months. A woman could be nursing and then she becomes pregnant. It's not impossible. It doesn't happen so often, but it's not impossible. So you can have 2 months of nursing and then 1 month of pregnancy. Mishkachasla, de kaminika va'azlo miyabra. Elo yimei minikusa olo lemei bura yechi mishkachasla. But how do you have a case where a woman is pregnant and then she becomes nursing? Don't you have dam leida in the middle, so it's tummy anyway? So the Gemara said, no, you might say a beledi aveshta. Maybe it's talking about it was a dry leida. No dam. Big sugya later on is the psichas hakever without dam. V'ibayisem dam nida l'chur v'dam leida l'chur. Or we say, okay, you're right, there was dam leida, but that's not dam nida. That's a different type of tumah. And that doesn't ruin the mesulekes damim chazaka. That could have two before and one after. V'ibayisem atani chada. Or maybe you're right, it only goes in one direction. The pregnant woman can be added on to the nursing months, but the opposite is not true. So either way, 3 answers given in the Gemara. Okay, there's a big topic which we'll get to Bezrem tomorrow. We'll end with one more piece now, but tomorrow we'll start off with, do women after their pregnancy or nursing cycle, where they were mislakas damim, they have to be choshesh for their original vestas from beforehand? That's a big topic, but we'll start with that tomorrow. But first, let's just do Tosfos here. Tosfos says the Gemara, at least at one point, felt that a woman who was nursing, right, could become pregnant. Therefore, to go right in, 2 months of nursing and then 1 month pregnant. Ask Tosfos, v'hechi yabra b'lo riya. But whenever a woman becomes pregnant, didn't she have to have a period right before that? Didn't she have to have a re'iya? V'amrian, didn't we learn in Nida, de'ein isha misaberes ela samach l'tfilasa olavesta? Doesn't it say in the end of the Mapeles, the next third parak, then a woman only becomes pregnant close to when she went to the mikvah, meaning when she ovulated, or close to a vest. So Tosfos says, no, it's rov, it's a rov, it's majority, it's not all. Or it says, number two, b'yamim she regila leros. That applies to cases where she's normally having a re'iyah. But if she is mu'uberes, or if she's menika, then it doesn't apply. Okay, either way, Tosfos discusses how this is possible. There is a chumrah quote in various farm from the Ur Sameach, which the Shlomo Zalman does not hold of. The chumrah of the Ur Sameach is that, what about this case? A woman who is nursing, and then she becomes pregnant. Does she have to assume that there was some type of dam anywhere in between before she became pregnant? There was some type of re'iya, and then she ovulated? So the Ur Sameach assumes yes, based on that Gemara that Tosfos quotes. And therefore, right when she realized she's pregnant, she's a kashya v'nikiyah and go to the mikvah. Because she must have had something. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, what? We never heard of such a thing. We never saw anything. So the minhag olam is not to, I think, not to hold to this chumrah, but it's a chumrah quoted in a number of svarim from Rav Meir Simcha, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman is mekel. We never heard of it. And that, like Tosfos says, it's a rove, but it's not always. Or one might get pregnant without any type of re'iyas. And therefore, one can be mekel. Okay, we'll stop here. This finishes up the section of all the women who are misulakos damim. Tomorrow we'll start with the issue of starting again afterwards. We haven't mentioned yet the Ravid and the Ramban and the Balamar and all the Svarim and Hilchas Nida. Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we will get into other issues as we zero in a couple of blot, only 2 more blot left to this first parak of Maseches Nida. Okay, we will stop here.